Good morning, everyone. As you settle in, making any final adjustments, making yourselves comfortable, taking care. Feeling into the sensations of the body. Meeting your direct experience of the body in the sitting posture. In the chair or on the cushion, reclining, lying down, in whatever posture the body finds itself in this moment. Beginning to drop in and experience what's happening now. Feeling into the sensation of the breath. And what else is being known in your direct experience? What naturally presents itself? The sounds of your environment. Various sensations throughout the body. Emotions. Thoughts. from this present moment, we can meet all of this, just what's most predominant for us, with mindfulness. And settle back and just observe what arises. Recognize it. Allow it to be just as it is. And so thoughts arise. And as we meet the thinking mind, we might recognize familiar patterns of mind, particular stories that play. And sometimes the thoughts that arise, they can play heavy on the mind. And they show up with a story about the past or some idea about the future. And just settle back into this present moment. And watch gently. And see if you can let things come and go naturally. It can be a sense of space, a spacious quality, and just an attitude of allowing. And the mind can be poised to recognize just what's arising. We can see its beginning. And we can recognize or feel into its changing nature and be there, be present for the passing away. And so even if the mind is a busy place with thinking, may take the form of comparing or judging, remembering, fantasizing, no need to try to stop thinking. We can remember that what we're practicing is awareness, this knowing quality of mind to just meet what's present for us. We can be mindful. Mindful that the mind is inviting us into some story. We can very gently not accept the invitation, but just watch and see the thoughts come and go. Like a breeze in the mind or a wind in the mind, maybe sometimes a gust. And just settle back and mindful and allowing everything its natural arising and its natural passing away. Just observing without taking up what is pleasant and avoiding what is unpleasant, but just settling in and observing. And sometimes there's a letting go. Sometimes there's a letting be. Setting down and not picking up again. And what's happening now? What is being known? sometimes it can feel like we're getting on the thought train, the thinking train, a train of association that takes us to one thinking station after another. But in order to get on the train, you have to give the conductor your ticket. So sometimes I think that, you know, when the mind is really in that place of a lot of thoughts, things coming up, it's like one invitation after another sometimes to give your ticket to the conductor and to board the train of remembering, fantasizing, comparing, judging, listing, and on and on and on. And so sometimes we can be mindful and recognize the invitation that the conductor is giving us to hand over our ticket. When we can not accept the invitation, it's like, okay, I see the invitation to get on the train. That's a wonderful thing about mindfulness, is you can see the invitation to get on the train. You can just not accept the invitation. Just settle back in that place of observing. It's great to ride the train sometimes. Sometimes you're on the train and you're looking out the train window at all of the beautiful scenery. Sometimes you go through these long, dark tunnels. Even that's kind of exciting. And it's helpful to know, too, that you can get off the train. So that train metaphor can be helpful sometimes. But yeah, I think of it as invitations to begin doing. And when I see those invitations to begin doing in the mind, if I can be mindful and recognize it, then I settle back into my practice of non-doing. So we have a few announcements. The first I'm going to give you is just a friendly reminder about the Vipassana cough, sneeze technique. That's where you go into the crook of your elbow. So if you feel like you've got a cough coming on or a sneeze, you bring your crease of your elbow up. You know you've mastered it if you start doing it when you're not on retreat. So sometimes we forget, but you know, if you can remember to do that, that's helpful. One announcement here is about our practice meetings. The same locations, but you'll be meeting with different teachers today. And today is Thursday. And so when you go down and look at the practice meeting information there, you'll see there's a red arrow really highlighting the fact that today is Thursday. For my last three meetings, Gil will be sitting in with me. I wanted to share with you all that we all tested negative for COVID. That's good news. But again, if you think you might be showing any kind of symptoms, anything at all, please let a manager know. Thank you all so much for your kind attention. Thank you for your practice. It's the beginning of another wonderful day. Thank you.